warm and dry handmade cedar blinds and pop-up blinds in all sizes. Randy's Hunting Center has over 4,500 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock, including the new Ruger American Rifle 450 Bushmaster. Randy's Hunting Center has over 100 variations of this bolt-action rifle. It is a legal alternative in a shotgun zone and is fully capable of 3-inch groups at 300 yards. And yes, it's legal for deer hunting in the lower Michigan shotgun zone. Randy's can drill and tap your slug guns, mountain boar sight scopes, and even custom sight in services available. Get ammunition at the best price anywhere, and they sell hunting and fishing licenses. Check out their website at randyshuntingcenter.com.
Hi, I'm Randy Brown. Get your best view at Randy's Hunting Center, located in our 40-foot-tall log cabin showroom at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-GUNS, 989-269-GUNS.
Where do you go when your vehicle needs heating, cooling, or air conditioning repair? Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. They are the specialists that will give you a permanent repair. They have the expert knowledge, the proper equipment, and parts to do the job right. Cars, trucks, semis, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. They even do full-service mechanic work. Stop by for a free cooling system inspection to be sure your heater is working properly for winter.
Hi, this is Gary Rachi. I guarantee we'll properly diagnose and fix your vehicle right the first time. We've been serving the area for over 65 years and offer fast and professional service. That's Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe, a good place to take a leak.
Unionville Sebring Area Schools takes your student success to heart. We would like to thank everyone for making September's Attendance Awareness Month at USA Schools a success. Starting the school year on the right foot means attending school every day. Did you know that one out of every 10 students in the United States misses 10% of the school year? Attending school every day is critical because half of the students who miss two or more days in September go on to miss nearly a month of school. These attendance gaps lead to achievement gaps. Starting in kindergarten, chronic absence leads to third graders unable to read well. By sixth grade, it's a warning sign that students will fail classes or even drop out of high school. We want to thank our school leaders, community advocates, parents, and students for helping build a habit and a culture of regular school attendance, and for working together to identify and address barriers to getting children to school. To enroll in USA Schools or for more information, go to the website think-usa.org or call 989-883-2360.
Good afternoon. I'm Dr. Holdwick, your dentist in Harbor Beach. How about we take a look?
No, I don't want to talk about that.
Oh, don't feel bad. No one ever wants to see me.
It's been a while since I've been in.
I can tell it's been a while since you've been in.
I know.
You know, floss really isn't that expensive.
I don't know.
I'm glad you came in for your regular checkup, though. Routine checkups are important to prevent bigger problems down the road.
That's not Disneyland.
I know it's not Disneyland, but regular dental appointments are important. Call today to schedule your appointment with me, Dr. Holdwick. That number is 989-479-3403. Did you have broccoli last night?
You're listening to the WLW Sports presentation of high school football in Thumb of Michigan in the Greater Thumb Conference crossover matchup in week number 9 as the USA Patriots are playing host on senior night to the Harbor Beach Pirates. The Harbor Beach Pirates enter tonight as Greater Thumb East champions as they took out Ubley on the road last week. USA enters tonight at 5-3, and they are looking for that perfect sixth win, which would clinch an automatic playoff berth in the MHSAA playoffs. Well, if you were to throw a sugar beet from Harbor Beach to USA High School, you would save me a few headaches because that would mean less trucks in the morning commute for me. However, it would be a 41-mile throw. By way of sugar beet truck, it is a 46-mile journey across Huron County, taking somewhere between 45 and 50 minutes, depending if the Silver Bolt Speedway is racing that day. In regards to school size, both USA and Harbor Beach are in the bottom third of the Greater Thumb Conference in attendance. Harbor Beach has been being the smallest of 218 students, with 267 Patriots wandering the halls of the other side of the county, plus 49 for USA. Tonight marks the 45th meeting between USA and Harbor Beach, which will make Harbor Beach the Patriots' second most frequent opponent, edging Lakers out by one game. Reese would be their most frequent at 49 plays. The Patriots and Pirates have squared off every year since 1973, a year after Unionville Sebring area schools opened their doors. Howard Beach leads the series overall 28-16. Last year's 52-28 victory marked the first Patriot win over Howard Beach since 2010. In regards to offensive production, Harbor Beach has the fifth most productive offense in the Greater Thumb Conference, averaging 34.8 a game. USA, in their run-predominant offense, sits in the eighth spot, scoring 23 and a quarter a contest, plus 11.6 for the home of LaChoy Soy Sauce. Defensively, both squads jump higher in the GTC rankings. USA is the number six defense in the Greater Thumb Conference, allowing 22.5 a game. Harbor Beach went from being the worst defense in school history in 2016 to one of their better ones. The Pirates are boasting the second best defense in the GTC, giving up two touchdowns a game for an average of 13.5 points, plus 9 in favor of the home Smallies. Las Vegas has set their line for the night, and they're confident in the line, unless they're wrong. Our colleagues at the Ohio State University Sports Wagering Department said after factoring in all possibilities, stats, injuries, weather, and location, the spreads for today sits at Harbor Beach, 17.5. And David being told that Ohio State is now conferring with University of Louisville for all their professionalism. Today is the 293rd day of the year, meaning just 72 days until New Year's Eve. Dave, you have any plans?
No, but I'm going to try and jump in with Kayla and go to Disney World.
That's true. We heard Kayla has New Year's Eve plans already, so maybe my hint is finally working. We'd like to say hello and greetings to those listening to tonight's game worldwide via WLWSports.com. Static free, and so far, modem sounds free as well, as we are on the verge of the postseason. Which, Dave, that brings me to this week's trivia question, and it's actually related to football. You ready for this?
Well, no. You threw me right off my game.
All right. Well, the MHSA playoffs began in 1975. But what year were they first proposed?
Wow. Well, they created in 75, So it was probably 74.
Well, you're close. It was actually 1973. The Michigan High School Football Coaches Association submitted a proposal to the MHSA for review. It created four classes, A, B, C, and D, with four regions in each one, taking the top team from each region based on points. In fact, it's still the same point system used today, which means if you win, you get 32 points. If you went against a Class D team, Class C, you'd get 48 points. B would be 64, and a Class A squad gets 80 points per victory, and then you divide that by the games played, and then throw in your bonus points. One of the main reasons the MHSFCA, which is the High School Football Coaches Association, was formed in 1972 was for the mere fact so they could start a playoff system. Dave Hansen, bonus question. How are bonus points in the MHSA playoff system determined?
I'm not 100% familiar with this, but I do know that you get points based on how many wins the team you beat has. And I don't know what that's multiplied by. How many games they've played throughout the year? So eight games, would that be right?
Yes. Well,
eight regular season games. And then you divide it by nine total.
Yes. If you defeat a team, you multiply the number of wins your opponent has by eight. And then divide that number by the number of games they have played. If a loss, multiply the number of your opponents by one, then divide the number of games played. Right now, we pause as we listen in to our national anthem performed by the USA Marching Band. So, getting back to our MHSA playoff system here. So, for instance, if USA defeats Harbor Beach tonight, you would take Harbor Beach's wins, 7, and multiply that by 8, so you get 56. And then divide that number by the number of games Harbor Beach has played, 9. So, 7 wins times 8 is 56. 56 divided by 9 is 6.2. And then you add the 48 divided by 9 for USA's regular points, 5.333. So, they get 11 points. and 5 tenths of a second. You get that one, Dave?
I got. I All actually